Tafel music with the minuet from Mozart's Symphony No. 41, The Jupiter. And that is the featured work on the TSO's program in early June called Mozart's Jupiter. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. This is Sunday Night at the TSO. Well, that's going to be a jam-packed program that not only includes my previous guest, Beatrice Rana, in Ravel, but begins with a brand new work by American composer Alison Loggins Hull. Celebrated as a powerhouse, this genre-bending and media-crossing artist has had works centered around reflections on Black stories, music, and experience, and has led to works aligned with Afrofuturism. She's finishing her third year as the Lewis Composer Fellow with the Cleveland Orchestra, a partnership that brought about Grit, Grace, Glory. Grit, Grace, Glory is a co-commission with the TSO and will have its Canadian premiere. To tell us about it, its composer joins me now. Alison Loggins Hull, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We have a few questions to get to know you a little bit since it's your first time on the show. Are you ready?
I am ready.
What is your favorite non-classical, non-orchestral song and why?
Oh my gosh. A single song.
Okay. I know. It's not fair.
That's fine. A single song. I can think in the moment, maybe a song that I'm favoring at this time. Mm-hmm. I've been really into this artist, this singer named Mariba, who's based in Los Angeles, I believe. There's a couple of songs of hers that I have in rotation right now, but I would say Black Truck. She has a song called Black Truck that I really, really love. It always kind of puts me in a good mood. It's a great like go-to song. There's never a time where I don't want to hear it. We'll just say that that's heavy on rotation right now.
Okay. Now I have this question. I'm gonna alter it a bit. It says favorite instrument in an orchestra. I know you're a flute player. So how about favorite instrument other than the flute?
I might have to say, ooh, this is also hard. Okay, if it's not going to be flute, I think I want to say the cello.
Okay. Non-musical question now. What's your dream travel destination?
I want to go to Africa immediately. Lately, I've been really reading a lot about Ghana and Accra. That's like number one on my list right now, just to go for fun and explore and learn.
Have you been to Toronto before?
I have been to Toronto, but it's always been very brief. Years and years ago, I came for like a day trip and did kind of typical things like, you know, he's my husband now. At the time, he was my boyfriend. And this was a long time ago. So like we went to the CN Tower, like things like that. I've done a residency in Ontario about, maybe it's like a couple hours from Toronto. I can't remember exactly where I was, but I was in an area that had many lakes, and I did this artist residency that's part of the Hermitage, which is based in Florida, but they have a partnership with someone who owns some property out there and a little bit of an opportunity for artists to come out there. So I spent a few, you know, just quick hours in Toronto on my way there to get some like dinner and stuff. But I'm looking forward to coming and actually getting some quality time in the city. And really getting to know it a little bit better.
Is there anything in particular you have your eye on when you're here?
Well, you know, I've been watching Top Chef lately.
Excellent.
And I know this season is based in Toronto. I love that show. This season is based in Toronto, and it seems like a really fun city to go and like try different foods and see different eclectic neighborhoods and things like that. So I would definitely want to explore some of that.
Excellent. Well, I completely affirm that's an excellent goal to have. I'd love to know more about your musical background. Tell us in brief, how you've gotten to where you are today.
Well, I was born into a household where music was just constantly playing. And my dad had extremely extensive and eclectic of a record collection, of which he's passed away, but of which I've inherited. And I would say, I mean, there's representation of almost everything, every kind of genre in this record collection. So I grew up with a lot of exposure and appreciation. And when I was 10, I began playing the flute, and I became very serious about about playing as a teenager and realizing that music was something that I would pursue professionally and wanted to dedicate my life to. And then as time went on, I began improvising and composing and taking on various creative projects, and just kind of organically have landed in this place where now I'm writing for larger forces and still performing often as a flutist, but often writing for myself plus others, that kind of thing. So I don't remember a time where music wasn't in my life at all. And in retrospect, I feel in many ways like I didn't really have a choice, which is great. You know, I love it. So it's just always been present.
You're involved in all kinds of music. I mean, there's symphonic music, and we're going to talk about that, but you've been involved in film scores, electronic music, chamber music. And I imagine all of these things, each informs the others.
Absolutely. Exactly. That's very much how I feel. That's been my experience. When I was younger and just kind of like emerging, I often struggled with how to explain all of the things that I love doing concisely, you know, and I think sometimes it was met with a little confusion. And oftentimes in music, the business often wants to put you in a box. And I've always been like, don't put me in that box, because yes, I'm doing this, but I also love doing this and I'm good at that too, you know. But that's the thing. I still to this day very much involve myself with musical collaborating with others, whether it be playing or creating music. That's so important. And meeting artists and working with artists from different musical backgrounds and genres. It's a constant practice, and there's always so much to learn. And yes, absolutely, me working as a flutist on a film score, for example, has greatly informed my compositional writing on something like a film score, but even just my arrangement chops, all of that. So absolutely, I'm someone who believes that, you know, as a musician, you should really try to get your hands dirty in as much as possible. It all contributes to your growth and your wholeness as a musical artist.
Tell us about the work that the TSO is going to be performing. It's the Canadian premiere, a TSO co-commission of Grit, Grace, Glory.
So I have been for the past three seasons the Daniel R. Lewis Composer Fellow with the Cleveland Orchestra. And during that time, I set out to create music and work with the musicians in a way that was very much in collaboration with community partners throughout Cleveland. And it was an opportunity to write music that was informed by people's stories, by the place, by the history. And this was a city prior to the start of my fellowship that I knew very, very little about. And in general, my process is one where I really not only favor narratives and storytelling in my writing, but I find that I need it as part of my process, as it helps me create art, create somewhere to go musically, and give something to tell. And this excites me. So when I proposed this idea of making music that was really inspired by like the city and the place and the people, the orchestra was very much in support of that. And during this time, I was able to put together a chamber music series that I curated with community partners. We called it the In Community Chamber Music Series. And it was really great because not only were we able to showcase different types of music that's made with different people from different neighborhoods in Cleveland, but we also did it in tandem and in collaboration with players from the orchestra. So we brought it all together, which was a really nice way and very just communal and in every aspect of the word. So my composition, Grit, Grace, Glory, is another example of work that comes from the experience of getting to know others and their stories and how they landed there and what makes a place a place. And while this piece was informed specifically by my time in Cleveland, I ended up coming away with themes that are really quite universal and really quite, I guess you could say, parallel to the stories and histories of many other metropolitan areas. You know, oftentimes they consist of people who have immigrated there for various reasons from different places in and outside of the country, there's always a story of perseverance and building and starting anew and that type of thing. And these are all themes and faith and all that. And these are all themes that are like the backbone of this piece. I'm truly deeply excited. I can't wait for the premiere. The first performance is in May with Cleveland, and then we bring it to Toronto, who joined on as a co-commissioner for this work. So Toronto is presenting the Canadian premiere of Grace Glory.
I'm always interested in how composers translate, you know, these ideas and these themes that you're talking about. How do you translate that into sound?
Well, it's interesting because when I sit down to write something new, I spend an enormous amount of time structuring what the arc of the story is, what the line is, what I want to tell with the piece, right? So if you look at some of my notes and for a piece, so much of it is like sketches or literally mapping things and drawing things out and making connections and trying to find like the arc. And then once I have that mapped out and I feel excited about it, then I can sit down and make sound, and I approach it in that I think about, okay, so for Grit, Grace, Glory, for example, the first movement is called Steel. And this is very much inspired by the history of steel and factory work in Cleveland, but also and the history of railroads, but also the history that Cleveland has in the Underground Railroad. So it's kind of like a play on that. And it has a very like locomotive type energy to it, right? So when I was sitting down to write it, and I was kind of like leaning on these ideas of like building railroads, journeying, trying to escape from something, you know, terrible, that these kinds of things, but also like the bravery that it takes and just, you know, the grit. so in thinking of that movement, I wanted to convey musically that type of locomotive energy, which is perpetual, right? It just keeps going. So this gives me an idea of the tempo I might want, the rhythmic elements I might incorporate, right? That to me anyway, represent that energy of that kind of like chugging along. Mm-hmm. The next movement is in one of my workshops I did with students in Cleveland from the Cleveland School of Arts. We did a workshop where essentially I worked with them on creating their own compositions, and I ended up, with their permission, using some thematic material from these compositions, which were all inspired by their own experience of Cleveland. I used that second movement as their opportunity for like their voices to be heard in this story. So I sampled a few of their themes and worked it in there. One of the songs was about the lake, was about Lake Erie, particularly on a cold, like wintry day. And it tends to be a little gray in Cleveland at that time of year. And the lake itself, there's not a lot of development on that lake, which is really interesting, unlike a place like Chicago, for example. So it can be very bare and quiet and a little kind of ominous looking. So I was thinking of ways, musically, sound-wise, to convey imageries of cold, of barrenness, of a still lake. So it starts with very like high, sustained notes that are held and distributed throughout the orchestra, creating this kind of like icy atmosphere I'm trying to go for. If that makes sense, I just try to think of ways to depict the imagery through sound.
Well, it's a beautiful, vivid description. It's really enticing. Really looking forward to you coming to Toronto and to hearing Grit, Grace, Glory. Allison Loggins-Hall, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to get there. I can't wait.
That was African-American composer Allison Loggins-Hull. You can catch the Canadian premiere of Grit, Grace, Glory on the Mozart's Jupiter program, June 4th through 7th at Roy Thompson Hall, June 8th at George Weston Recital Hall. Here is a sample of her music, an excerpt from a piece that she wrote for flutist Alex Sopp and the Knights, inspired by one of Canada's and the world's great songwriters. This is Rhapsody on a Theme by Joni.